Ever feel like you're getting nickeled and dimed to death? Go to an ATM at the wrong bank and you're hit with a $2 fee. Take a close look at your phone bill and you'll see a $5 subscription line charge, whatever that is. We even saw something called a tax recoup fee tacked onto a cable bill the other day. Well, Cameron Strucker, the publisher of the New York Law School Law Review, was going through his bills one day when he decided he'd had one fee too many. He dropped by our New York studio to tell us about his problem with EasyPass, the electronic highway toll card.
EasyPass is this very convenient system that allows you to speed through the toll booths, but I learned that my EasyPass was going to start charging me a $1 a month administrative fee, and that made me really angry.
The company says they were just trying to offset administrative fees.
But what they neglect to mention is that, you know, I'm sure a number of toll takers have lost their jobs because they don't need a toll taker anymore to take the fee. So really, they've been saving money with EasyPass, and charging me a dollar to use it seemed to me to be a sort of, as you say, a nickel and diming that over the course of a number of years would add up to a lot of money, and for them would add up to a significant amount of money.
Did they notify you that you were going to be charged this additional fee?
There was one of these kind of, you know, form letters that went out.
That you normally throw in the wastebasket without
exactly.
opening.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, there's another hidden charge that consumers all over the country are just beginning to discover that really seems questionable. That's this gift card charge. Tell us about that.
Apparently, there are these gift cards that, when they are purchased for you, they charge you a monthly administrative fee, in effect, and eventually you end up losing all the money on your gift card if you hold it long enough and don't spend it.
So you could have gotten a birthday card from Aunt Melba with a gift card, and unknowingly you might go into the store a year later or 18 months later and find out the birthday present isn't worth anything.
I suppose that's possible, right? It's sort of the opposite of getting one of those savings bonds that are, you know, worth eventually $100. This one works its way down.
You know, some of these fees sound like they're over the top, but let's take a look at some of the charges from a business's perspective. Let's take the ATM, for instance. Someone had to set up this network. Someone has to put money in the machine every day. Someone has to manage the software. And consumers are getting a service that's very convenient. They didn't get it before. It's obviously one that people are willing to pay for. What's wrong with charging a fee for it?
Problem with the ATM machines is that, if you think about it, some of the fees are pretty onerous. You know, $2 to take out $20 from a bank, that might be considered usury in some places. The other problem, of course, with it is that for many people, they no longer have other options because banks have closed and you really don't have a choice except to use the bank that just happens to be there and has an ATM machine and will charge you $2 to get your money.
Is there a principle behind what's fair and what's not? And how do you decide?
Well, I guess if I had to come up with a principle, I would say full and fair disclosure to consumers and real alternative choices.
And with the EasyPass problem, you found a loophole.
Well, there is a loophole, and I'm sure now that I'm talking about it, it's going to be closed. But one thing you can do is you can buy an EasyPass or get an EasyPass in a state that doesn't charge this administrative fee and use that EasyPass in your state. So, for example, you could have a Virginia EasyPass and drive through the tolls in New York.
Of course, part of the problem here is that if you have to search around like that, there's an inefficiency that goes into the economy because people aren't being upfront with what their product really costs.
Well, absolutely, and that's why these companies charge these fees, because they know for you to save $1, you are not going to go through the hassle of handing in your EasyPass, canceling your credit card, applying for a new one, filling out the paperwork, sending it in. You know, you might curse and be upset, but you're going to go on doing what you've always been doing for a dollar.
Cameron Strucker, lawyer, publisher, and frustrated EasyPass user, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That'll be 99 cents for a pleasant goodbye. You can just pay the engineer on the way out.